Chapter 6. Galactic Empire Embassy Compound, Coruscant. The office, outfitted with rich, traditional wood paneling and furniture, had a chameleon-like quality Moff Lesserson appreciated. Though it belonged permanently to no imperial representative and was assigned to any high-ranking official as needed, it was made to be customizable in seconds. The aide of the admiral or general or Moff using it would enter, slide a data card into the slot on the desk, and the transformation would begin. Holodisplays on the walls would glimmer to life with the VIP's favorite images. For this meeting, Lesserson had chosen vistas of space docks and orbital vessel construction platforms. The data card would supply information on preferred ambient temperature, scents, white noise, available entertainments, the array of beverages to be stocked in the small cabinet bar, and more. In extremely expensive hotels, the information would also dictate the hue and apparent texture of color-changeable carpets and walls. All that information took only moments to impart. Then the aide, if he knew what was good for him, would spend the next hour scanning for listening and recording devices. A pity that this task couldn't also be relegated to a data card. With the air cooled to his favorite temperature, the walls gleaming with demonstrations of military might in the making, Lesserson smiled a sand panther smile across his temporary desk at Haydnet Treen, senator from Kuat. A lean, imposing woman of about 80 standard years, she wore gold and brown robes in a very up-to-date Kuati style. Her silver-blue hair peeked out from beneath her golden scarf. She held a saucer and cup of very thick, very strong calf with aristocratic grace, and the smile she directed at Lesserson was just like his. "You'll imagine my surprise," he told her, "when I conducted a private investigation into the recent kidnapping attempt on our head of state and found no evidence implicating any of the usual suspects."
"The Moffs, you mean?"
"It would be disingenuous of me to say otherwise. Yes, of course, the Moffs."
"Did you look into your own affairs?" Treen asked. "Perhaps this was one of your plans, made while you were sleepwalking."
"Well, sleepwalking would explain why it was so crude, so thoroughly botched." She did not rise to the bait. She merely sipped at her calf. "So a deeper investigation was warranted," Lesserson continued. "Fortunately, one of the Borlea banks used for the transactions had a duplicate set of books, the second set being the sort one never shows the government, and that had not been so thoroughly scrubbed. The flow of credits led back to a Coruscanti vehicle importer, which led to a Kuati construction firm, which led to you."
"Oh my, your accusation positively rends me. I think I'm going to swoon."
"Please do. I know you'll make a graceful display of setting the calf safely aside as you collapse. I look forward to seeing it." Treen did not swoon, but continued to smile. "So," Lesserson said, "I have to ask, why does a senator from Kuat want to kidnap the imperial head of state?"
"Well, he's handsome, isn't he?"
Treen gave him an admonishing look.
"No, truthfully, it's because I want you to be emperor, of course."
"Ah, I see." Lesserson blinked. That was not the answer he expected. In truth, he had not expected any sort of confession from her. Now that he was getting one, he had to figure out what to do with it. He had no jurisdiction in Kuat or here, and so might have to hand over evidence to the GA authorities. Unless there really was something in it for him, of course. "No, actually I don't."
"I'd be happy to enlighten you. Would you accompany me to the Kuat Embassy?"
"Would I find myself drugged, with a bag thrown over my head?"
"Of course not. I want our next emperor to look upon me with gratitude and respect, not irritation." But please, do bring all the security forces you wish to. Just make sure.
She dropped her voice to a conspiratorial whisper.
You trust them absolutely.